Where's the most awkward place nature has called for you? It's 99.7 DJX. This is called a setting the bar story, Kelly.
Okay, this is an example of what not to do or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, so listen, you can't always choose when that happens, right? There are definitely some places better than others. But if you can manage to make it through the day without having to go number two in the middle of committing a crime, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is going to put a little snag in the plan. Maybe.
So this happened in Denver. Police got a call about a burglary in progress, right? And so they found the house. You know, obviously they tracked them back to the place with the help of, you know, some police drone. They opened the door to the bathroom. They're kind of searching for this guy. And he was sitting on the toilet in the dark with his pants around his ankles.
Oh, in the middle of doing his business.
Yeah, you can hear kind of the commotion.
Michael, please, show me your hands. Hands up. Hands up. Stand up.
I barely made it.
Stand up. Walk this way.
Hands, sir.
Walk towards me. Keep your hands up. Stop there, mate. Stop there.
Stop right there.
I mean,
yeah. Oh, no. You might want to let him, like, hey, I need to finish first.
Yeah, yeah. He did exclaim, you know, I'm on the pooper, right? And he said, I barely made it. So maybe he knew they'd seen him like running. And that was kind of his excuse, you know, to try to get out of, quote, burglarizing this house. But
he got the nervous poop. He's like, listen, he kind of got that little feeling. I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah. So police posted the video and titled it Burglar Caught in Poopy Situation. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's awkward for everybody involved.
That is. I mean, look, you can't always control when nature calls, right?
Right.
And sometimes it calls in the most awkward of places and times when you least expect it. You know, maybe you're not close to a bathroom, or maybe you're committing a crime like this gentleman.
Yes, and he just, you know.
You're trying to make a getaway,
sure,
but.
In hindsight.
Nature calls, and you have to use the restroom first.
Like, oh, this is going to slow down my getaway.
Unless that's his calling card, like in Home Alone when you have the wet bandits and they turn on all the faucets. You know, maybe his calling card is, or he was just starting out, was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk
on
a clog.
That's going to be my signature move.
That's going to be my signature move. I'm going to put a bunch of toilet paper in there. I'm going to use it and I'm not going to flush. And that's going to be my signature move. But anyways.
Gosh.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without having to go number two in the middle of committing a crime, you're doing okay.
Okay.
But yeah, when was the most awkward time that you had nature call?
Oh, gosh.
I remember I was probably 10 or 11. And I was riding bikes with friends. And I realized I wasn't going to be able to make it back to my house.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, we were far enough away from the house and any of the friend's house that we couldn't do a detour at one of the friend's house. So I told him what had to happen. And so
things are happening.
Yep. Parked the bike. They put a little shield around me. Actually, no, they in hindsight, they didn't really disguise me at all. They just watched as I went in some bushes in an alley. And then the fun part and the delight to me and my friends, for weeks on end, we'd ride past it down the alley.
And it was just like
a little marker, someone put a stake in the ground and said,
I claim
this land for us. It was just a moment where it was just like, we wouldn't even say anything. We would just ride our bikes by it and point. That's all that needed to happen. All right, we'll take some of your stories. The most awkward place where nature has called.
Do we need to continue this
conversation? Oh gosh, I would love to hear. I would love to hear.
Right.
Please indulge me.
Okay,
Kelly, I know you're too prissy and too much of a female. You don't have a great story like that.
I don't. I really don't.
You need to live a little.
I do. I need to poop in alleys to have a full life.
All right, 502-795-1997. We'll take your stories next.